Survey by Chatham House of more than 10,000 Europeans. Kind of shocking. Poll was taken before President Trump's executive order was announced on January 27th, constraining refugees from seven predominantly Muslim countries. Chatham survey asked, do you think all further migration from mainly Muslim countries should be stopped in Europe? 55% say yes. Just 20% say no. 25% didn't answer. Joining us from Washington, Dr. Niall Gardner, director of the Heritage Foundation's Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom. So what does that survey tell you, doctor, and is it a legitimate organization, Chatham?
Well, it's certainly a legitimate organization. This is a very powerful poll. Chatham House, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, is arguably Britain's most prestigious think tank. So this is a very, very serious survey by a serious institution. It also covers 10,000 people across 10 countries throughout Europe. So it's a very, very big survey. And I think it's one of the most important surveys that we've seen in Europe in recent years with regard to attitudes towards immigration and also reflecting tremendous, fear, anxiety in Europe with regard to the huge influx of refugees that have come into Europe over the last 2 years. So this is a big, big poll, which does reflect, I think, widespread concern with regard to mass immigration into Europe and also with regard to the refugee crisis.
Now, the low number, that's what surprised me. 55%, I wasn't that surprised because there are a lot of social problems associated with the Muslim migration into Europe. But there's, 20% say, yeah, we want to continue this. That's probably just the Muslims themselves, right?
I mean, it's a striking figure there, Bill. And there's no doubt about it. I think the wave of Islamist terror attacks that we have seen across Europe from France to Belgium to Germany in the last couple of years have had a huge impact. And without a doubt, I think that, there's a real sense of foreboding